From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, dozens displaced after an upscale Southern California neighborhood goes up in flames. The latest this morning on that firefight.
Plus, a COVID surge shuts down a North Bay school with cases climbing Bay Area wide. We are asking, is the return of restrictions inevitable?
And a Bay Area firefighter recently returned from Ukraine. Hear from him about his effort to help other firefighters and bring closure to families.
And a Warriors game that was simply painful to watch. The series now bound for the Bay Area again after the Grizzlies devour the Dubs. Hate to even say it this morning, but I do like to say this. Good morning to you. It's Thursday, May 12th. I'm Lynn Keys.
And I'm Amanda Starn. Do you know we have Gianna and Darren here to give us a look outside? Gianna was saying that the Bay Bridge is getting a little messy out there for that commute.
It is.
So we'll get on that in just a second because we have a forecast to go over that's going through a lot of changes.
Yeah, let's go start out with such a serene view of the Bay Bridge. We'll start out looking down from the top of the Salesforce Tower on the beginning of this day. Sunrise is coming up in just about 3 minutes, and that's the view. It does look nice from here. And at least from that span of the bridge, you're looking at the western span. Gianna's going to have more coming. In fact, I've got another view. That's looking up from Treasure Island. So we'll see what it looks like trying to get onto that bridge at the toll booth here in a second. Live view from the top of Santa Clara Valley. This is the mountain that sits on the western rim. So we're looking over Mountain View. Some mid-level clouds have just kind of filled in part of the South Bay. Most of us, though, are waking up to clear skies. And it's a little cool for Santa Rosa at 37. But you're a couple of degrees warmer than yesterday, if that helps. You still want the heavy jacket there. It's mid-40s for most of our inland valleys. We warm up to pretty much the same exact place we were yesterday, which is upper 60s, maybe a few low 70s inland, mid-60s in the heart of the Bay. You can pick out your part of the Bay specifically. Fremont, you'll go to 64 today, and we'll go to 70 in Santa Rosa. Much more noticeably warm tomorrow. That's a good way of saying that. More on that in a bit. Let's get over to Gianna now and see how the drive is looking.
Yeah, I hear the weekend's going to look really good, so that's something to look forward to. The drive at the Bay Bridge, not looking so good right now. In fact, those metering lights are officially on, and it is starting to back up for that morning ride as you work your way over into San Francisco this morning. So definitely plan for that commute out of the East Bay into the city. It's one of our slowest spots. 880 still looking pretty good. Extra volume northbound through Oakland. Live look here near the Coliseum, but no crashes along the Nimitz. And there are some BART delays to deal with this morning. A 10-minute delay on the Berryessa line in the Richmond direction. So they're getting back on track, but just check that schedule before you head out the door. And Caltrain still with schedule changes through the 20th for morning and afternoon trains.
I'm Ann McAvick at Live News Desk with your headlines at this hour. And let's start off in Southern California with a live look above a wildfire that has been burning since yesterday afternoon. This is just outside of L.A., and there have been more evacuations overnight. This is what is being called the Coastal Fire, and it's already destroyed more than 20 high-priced homes. This broke out in brush near Laguna Beach just before 3 yesterday afternoon. It quickly spread to residential areas. It's been very difficult for firefighters to contain, and you can see some of the damage there. It has been burned about 200 acres so far, but we will be getting an update from firefighters in a couple of hours this morning once they have time to assess some of these areas. We are also going to have a live report from the scene coming up in the next half hour. A new $10,000 reward on the table for info leading to the arrest of a suspect in that mass shooting in Sacramento last month. Detectives now looking for a man named Mutala Payton. 6 people were killed, 12 others injured when gunshots rang out as the bars were closing downtown. And North Korea is at it again, firing 3 short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea. That is according to South Korea's military. It is the latest of a series of weapons demonstrations this year that came just hours after the North confirmed its first case of the coronavirus since the pandemic began. That is a look at your overnight headlines. Leonard, Amanda, back to you.
Thank you. And to Marin County now, where health officials say COVID cases have tripled in the past 6 weeks, driven by, you guessed it, the BA2 subvariant. In the North Bay, St. Rose School in Santa Rosa was forced to close because of outbreaks, and other schools are once again requiring students to mask up indoors. Meanwhile, a UCSF expert says widespread restrictions are unlikely as hospital cases remain low.
There's a slight increase in hospitalizations in California by maybe 15% compared to 2 weeks ago, but it's a drop in the bucket compared to where we were in January.
In Santa Clara County, COVID infections have tripled. Public health officer Dr. Sarah Cody urges people to take their own precautions, but has held back from reinstating any mandates.
Live now to the VTA light rail yard in San Jose, where crews just used heavy equipment to tear down Building B, where several employees were killed in last year's shooting rampage. A disgruntled employee opened fire last May, killing nine of his co-workers before turning the gun on himself. The victims range in age from 29 to 63 years old. VTA decided to demolish the building to help survivors and the victims' families to heal. The demolition work is expected to continue over the next couple of days.
To Ukraine now, where residents of Mariupol are literally trying to pick up the pieces of their shattered port city. Now, prior to the invasion, it was home to 400,000 people. This morning, the local steel plant is the only place in town Russia does not control. And the fighting has not let up in the south or the east, to where Ukrainian soldiers are pushing Russian troops away from Kharkiv and back toward the border. But with neither side moving toward a decisive victory, it's looking more like a stalemate that could last for months or longer. And back here in the Bay Area, a Contra Costa County firefighter has recently returned from a trip to Ukraine.
He helped other first responders there bring closure to families. KPX5's Jocelyn Moran joins us in the studio this morning with this incredible story and all the work that he did.
Yeah, Lynn, Amanda, his name is David Zalutsky. He was actually born in Ukraine and came here when he was two. He says he saw a social media post from another firefighter in the state saying that they were going to Ukraine. He reached out, and when the opportunity came, he didn't hesitate.
Since the war started, I think just being a firefighter, we all have the urge to help where help is needed.
Firefighter David Zalutsky says he was prepared for the calls to come in for search and rescue, but these images hit closer to home.
Seeing the damage and the devastation is something I've never seen before. A natural human eye shouldn't even ever have seen.
He was born in Ukraine. He and his family came to the U.S. when he was two, and since the war started, he had been wanting to help. He documented it. He says he and crews would search apartment buildings, training proving to be critical.
Help bring some closure to families. We were able to recover a lot of paperwork, important passports and documents for families.
At the same time, they provided training to firefighters in Ukraine.
To be able to help in not just firefighting and rescuing people, but also trying to keep them alive and getting them to hospitals.
He says the brotherhood among firefighters extends beyond the Bay Area and even the U.S.
Just being there for them, I think, was important for them. Cooking them a hot meal when they didn't have hot water or power at their station for weeks.
David spent about 3 weeks in Ukraine.
So these are patches from the soldiers that we dropped off sleeping bags and thermals for them.
And he says he comes back feeling more grateful.
Checking out these apartments looking for life, and you see somebody's breakfast still on the table that's been there for a few days, and it just makes you think. It's like, you gotta treasure your life.
Yeah, and this was separate from the Contra Costa County Fire Department, but David wanted to emphasize just how grateful he is to the guys who covered his shifts. Len.
Jocelyn, thank you so much for that.